Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Scott Yeager talking about WOTUS comments. We're back in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, you're invited to the 12th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, Saturday, April 20th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 700 head, including 151 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. You can download the sale catalog online and see videos at expressranches.com. Call for more information, 405-350-0044, Express Ranches, Grass Time Sale. Want to grow hemp in 2019? Herbs Hemp Farm wants to help you succeed. They're Oklahoma's oldest and largest family-owned wholesale greenhouse, and they were one of the first hemp producers in Oklahoma when state law established the pilot program. Now, hemp is federally legal because of the 2018 farm law, and Herbs can provide you quality plants to help you start your first hemp crop. They're taking orders for 2019 production now. Learn more by emailing info@herbsherbs.com or go to their website, www.herbsherbs.com. April 15th and deadline day to get comments in on the Trump administration proposal to revamp and change the Waters of the U.S. Clean Water Rule. Scott Yeager, Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says this is a great opportunity to get rid of the old Obama-era WOTUS.
We've been fighting WOTUS for years. I mean, years and years and years since I started here, and even before that, we've been fighting WOTUS. The 2015 Obama-era WOTUS rule was a federal land grab. It was a huge federal overreach into water features that may not even have water in them all year, but if they're there, the federal government under the Obama administration was saying that the government can come out and take control of that and basically permit it and require you to get permits from the government to do everyday operations on your ranch or your feedlot. So we've got a really good opportunity under the Trump administration to get this fixed. They put out a proposal that will replace the 2015 Obama rule with something that is much closer to navigable waters, which is written into the Clean Water Act, and really pulls back the federal overreach from the 2015 rule. So that's where we're at right now. And we're sitting in the final days of an open comment period on that replacement proposal. So here at NCBA, we're dotting our I's and crossing our T's on our set of technical comments that we'll be submitting to the agencies, which support the repeal and replace effort and also provide some specific recommendations on what areas of the proposal we want to see improved. And we're asking all of our members to file comments with the agencies by going to policy.ncba.org, where we've made it really easy to put your name in there and click send. And there's a form letter in there that you can change and edit based on your preference. But it'll get your voice heard in the process, and it'll get us across the finish line to having this proposal finalized and putting the WOTUS issue to bed for good.
So, Scott, a lot of folks look at this rulemaking process and they say, you know, submitting comments, it's okay for NCBA to do that, offer the technical comments. But why do the comments that I might submit personally, why do they really matter?
It's a really good question. I think it's important to talk about the process that's happening at the agencies as comments come in. And this is going to underscore why it's so important for cattle producers to get their voices heard by submitting comments to the proposal. So when I was at EPA, I was on the other end of rulemaking processes at the agency. We collected the comments and then we had to read through them and then basically assess what they meant and try to determine kind of what they're advocating for into different subject areas. Now, the agency is going to get hit with probably over a million comments on this proposal. They got hit with over a million on the last go-around through, on the 2015 rule, and we're expecting environmental activist groups to come out really strong in opposition. I know they're pushing all of their grassroots to submit comments to oppose it, and that's just so important to highlight here. That's why we need producers to step up and file their own comments to the docket, because EPA is going to be sitting there collecting all these comments, and then at the end of the day, they're going to have to figure out how to balance the ledger, right? And it's not a strict vote. You're exactly right. It's not a numbers game, but it is very important to have our presence shown when they're calculating the comments and tabulating what all came in, because they're going to be getting reams and reams and reams of activist comments opposing this proposal.
Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Scott Yeager. Again, if you want to submit comments, they have to be in today by close of business on this 15th of April. And NCBA set up a way for you to submit comments through their website portal, and that is policy.ncba.org. ncba.org, and you can submit your comments and personalize them and send them on to the Environmental Protection Agency. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes here, inviting you to the 2019 Hemp Hill County AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference, April 23rd, 24th in Canadian, Texas. You'll learn from industry-leading experts, including Temple Grandin, Beef Magazine's Burke Tykert, Cattle Facts, and many others. Register now by calling 806-323-9114. That's 323-9114. Don't miss the year's top beef cattle event, including over 60 trade show vendors and the best beef meals you'll ever enjoy. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.